Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Hot air balloon that could go to space.
and it could really be real till it happened to me that night in a crowded room full of wounded souls. When you had me at hello, yeah. I really dig your composition. It's the right combination of your prism and your style. Your smile, it drives me wild. Being with you makes me feel free, and I love. When I come to you, you and I,
when it comes to
our love, it's real, it feels like
sunshine. It's real, it's like the sunshine.
I've heard people say that love is blind. I never really understood what that meant until the day I lost my mind on that day. It was no longer me. Now it's just this week, this week, got alive enough. Let's make a history.
Conquer it all, you can't cut me down, you can't. can't slow me down, can't sway me, can't even fool me. Cause I keep my proclamation in the front of my mind, and I play my own rhythm just to soothe me. Not here to entertain you, just sharing my smile, and I dip my hips cause you move me. Why? Because I got the world in the palm of my hand, baby. Won't you check my stride? Something that you're young and just can't understand. But soon you will, yes you will, yeah. Cause I always thought that I never had the right to sing and live out my dream. I was scared to fight. Years of being told no, I was scared to grow. Lock my song up and free, I wouldn't stop the show. Today I sing, I was crying, smiling deep inside. Because I took all my dreams, started living life on my own terms, my own way, smiling down inside. And when I win the Grammy, remember today I told you, keep your destination in the front of your mind and play your own rhythm just to soothe you. Not here to entertain me, just sharing your smile, and you dip your hips cause I move ya. Why? Because I keep my destination in the front of my mind, and I play my own rhythm just to soothe it. Not here to entertain you, just sharing my smile, and I dip my hips cause you move.
And revolution, we must be like still standing strong, even in the blaze of 3,000 degrees. Hate won't melt these words we breathe. Can we face the horror? Open the way today and make that change for tomorrow. Come on, come on.
Revolution, baby.
Revolution.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Come on in, sit down, relax. I was trying to pull out some pieces that just kind of help you feel good, help you feel energized, help you feel like you've got all the power in the world to change. Even if it's as simple as your own circumstances. So I started out with Pharrell. Now, I know I don't play mainstream radio, but sometimes you just got to put in that piece that makes you stop and smile and want to dance. And so, of course, I had to start out today with Pharrell Williams' piece, Happy, going into my girl Promise Marks down there in the Bay Area with Sunshine, going out to the East Coast to New York with Raj Dulari and her piece Purpose, and then staying out there on the East Coast and closing out that first set with Darian Dean with Love Revolution. I have been putting a pledge and a plea out to our creative souls. Our country is in chaos. It is just heartbreaking. It is puts out a sense of hopelessness of what's going on, makes you scared for your children, makes you scared for your neighbor, makes you scared for yourself. You know, the craziness at the hands of the police, the people that we are supposed to trust to keep us safe, taking lives unnecessarily, the brutality at the hands of law enforcement, the brutality at the hands of each other and in communities. What's the answer? I don't know. And I'll be honest with you, I've tried to run and hide from it a bit. When I went down to Vegas, I experienced something I wanted to experience, I needed to experience. I came back with a sense of purpose, a sense of knowing the direction that I wanted to go, knowing what God's real purpose was for me in trying to take things to the next level to better support some quality independent artists. I came back very, very focused. And from there, I stopped watching TV. And it's not that I didn't want to be aware of what was going on in the world. It's not that. It's just sometimes when you turn on the TV and you see the ridiculousness of what people turn into or tune into to watch, to, the show's just not being of substance. You know, others, I'm not going to take away from certain series, certain shows being great, because it's not that I don't like TV, just like it's not that I don't like mainstream artists. But everything that you turn on, you know, so much of it is just, it's not fueling my mind. And I'm going to speak for myself. It is not fueling my mind in a direction of where I need to be in this world to move forward, to get healthy, to be a better person. You know, it showed me a whole lot of what I don't want, you know, but it's not showing, you know, me and giving me the things that I need, the tools that I need to fuel myself, you know, in moving forward in this world. So I put this plea out to artists. Take your power. Use your creativity to take our world back. You as creative souls have the ability to change lives around. Just by the music that I played this morning, it could change how somebody starts their day. You know, sometimes we wake up in a mood and we want to go in a dark direction maybe. Maybe we want to start complaining. Maybe we want to say, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Because you know that I've said that myself, right? And sometimes you just put in that right song and it can just change your mood. It can make you feel good. It can make you want to dance. It could make you feel empowered, just like with Raj Dulari's piece, Purpose, or just like with Darian Dean's piece, Love Revolution. It can make you feel empowered. We can start right here with us. And we can change our attitude, if nothing else, right? And that can spread out. I think we've turned into a society that's all about me, and it's not about we. Yet when we see things happen, we all of a sudden want to scream like, where are we? You know, I almost have gotten tired about coming on social network, especially Facebook, not as much on Twitter, but on Facebook. Just a bunch of crap is being put out. Of course, again, this is my opinion, you know, but just a bunch of crap is being paid attention to, and then babies like Michael Brown are being murdered, you know? We got to find a way, people, to come back together. We got to find a way to come back and being, you know, our brothers and sisters' keepers. We got to do that, you know? I know so much is being emphasized on race, and I understand and I respect that. That's not something I can speak on as, say, an African American. You know, I'm Japanese German, and I was raised in an African American community from birth. But I will not speak on, you know, situations that are not my story, even though I can feel them, you know. But I want to see us come back or come together as people, as human beings, as people who love life, who want the best for each other, who believe that we have the power to take this world back and to take our babies back and to create a safe place, to create an attitude where respect, life is cherished, you know? And how we do that, I don't know. You know, but start with your own families. Branch out into your communities. Talk about the hard conversations in church. You know, we can definitely pray for each other, and I believe in the power of prayer. You will see me post up about that always. I believe in the power of prayer, but I also believe in the action of people and a peaceful action of people. You know, we don't want more people to die, you know, for the craziness that's taking place in this world. We don't. So how can we change that? I don't know. But today, you know, I wanted to bring the music. I wanted to bring the music to just, if we could just start this day out by smiling, if we could just start this day out by feeling good about who we are and what we can take into this day. And sometimes it can just simply start with the music. I'm going to take you out to North Carolina and play my boy, David Britt, one of my favorite. Okay, maybe he's my only favorite. Well, he is my only independent country artist that I play here on Flavor Marlex Radio, but I love his style. I just do. It just makes me happy. So I'm going to play Country Flow by David Britt.
Holla! In my Chevy, with a bucket of some chicken and some sweet tea. I got my girl, by my side, and she's digging all the words that I rhyme, and when we get home, we'll get our swerve on. Don't believe me, take a picture with my iPhone. I'll send it to you, son, but don't be hating, bro. I can't help it, all the girls love my country flow. Country flow, just watch them go-go. I got your heads all bouncing like some yo-yo. You can't see me, I'm up a tree. In my deer stand, yo, I got a TV. You like my country flow? You like my country flow? I got your heads all bouncing like some yo-yos, oh yeah. Come on. I got a plan, eh? I got some beer, eh? Sitting cold on some ice while I grill, eh? I got some fillets and some strippets. Black ain't is nothing less, cause I don't play. So if you want some, come on and get you some. We'll be bumping all night till the sun comes. I got a swimming pool to keep the ladies cool. My country flow got you crazy acting like a fool. Oh yeah, country flow, just watch them go go. I got your heads all bouncing like them yo-yos. You can't see me, I'm up a tree. In my dear stand, yo, I got a TV. You like my country flow, you like my country flow. I got your heads all bouncing like them yo-yos. I got a flat screen. You like my country flow? You like my country flow? I got your heads all back and like some yo-yo. You like my country flow? You like my country flow? I got your heads all back and like some yo-yos. Oh yeah.
By this fury, hurry through my day trying to find what to say. Can I handle anything that's gonna come my way? But I pray, be able to find. When I look into my heart, I hope to find my mind. When I find my mind, I'm hoping to find this time. When I find the time, I wish I could just rewind. When I was committed to start this life again, what I know now, I want to avoid these dead ends. And hopefully be able to defend all my hopes and dreams. I gotta believe that I can be anything. The thoughts on, they won't die, they won't quiet. I turn up the lights and now I lie here in silence. Awake at night by my own mind's violence. Please, Lord, help me silence these sirens. The background, fading in point. I saw what I want, I see what's really there. It's funny when it matters, I was the one that didn't care. I had high hopes, diminished the dreams. I fear keeping myself, paint music on the scene. The sun gleamed past my shoulder onto this piece. It's finished, I do not want this to cease. Without release, it's really hard to let go. I don't want to give it, I just want to live within it. This music is so beautifully vivid, and with it, I can feel your affection. My dreams, critical mass. Now I finally feel like an integral part of the past. But who is to control the trigger, dare I ask? I'm never gonna look back.
holding me down.
I tried the hardest to get it.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. This is my way and my place to come together with you Wednesday morning when it's really early my time and I can hit all the time zones in the United States where it's actually still morning time and be able to greet you, spend some time with you as we start this day and hopes that we can kind of put each other on that good foot, you know, to start out the day well. Our world is in chaos right now, so stay prayed up. Find your way of embracing life. Find your way of showing love to those that really matter and kindness to a stranger, you know. Let's bring this back together. We have the power to do it, my people. Yes, we do. We've got the power to do it. Our creative souls, you've got the power to turn this world around. You really do. And what you create and what we experience from you can change our whole attitude, can change how our days go. So today I'm trying to find some of that uplifting music, that feel-good music that makes you feel empowered or just simply makes you want to tap your foot and swing and sway your body. I played my boy David Britt out there in North Carolina with Country Flow, going into JC Flow with Hold You Down featuring Tiffany Wilson. And then going down to Arizona, my boy Paris Tune is creating that musical magic like back to back to back. So anyway, I had to play Beautiful featuring Miss Tanya Tied and Mother's Favorite Child. Let me just tell you again, magic is coming out of Paris Tune's camp. And then closing out that set with Dee Brooks with his rendition of I Just Want to Stop. The music make you feel good? I hope so, because it's making me feel good. It's a great way for me to start my Wednesday. Waking up early is just, you know, being able to come and spend this little bit of time with you and play some great music and hopefully share something, you know, that makes you think, you know. And that's why I like to do this show. I don't talk as much about the music industry and the arts community and all on this show, even though from time to time it pops up, right? I just can't help myself. But right now, I just want us to be cool. You know, I want us to be good. I want us to somehow take it back. Man, things are getting out of hand. What we pay attention to is getting out of hand. The powers that others have over us is getting out of hand. I always think about back in the day, it wasn't like this. And I'm telling you, in my heart and soul, it was not like this. We had craziness, we thought. But the craziness, I'm telling you, of back in the 70s, you know, 60s, 70s, I don't think it touches what we're experiencing right now. I don't think it touches what we're experiencing right now. You know, we got to watch our children. And everything that our children are exposed to is just, it's not good. It's not good. There aren't boundaries being set either. So when boundaries aren't being set and everybody wants to go into a gray area, I think we also set ourselves up for confusion. I think sometimes you just need to know where things stand. You need to know where you stand, you know. The things that work in my world that are really good and of substance, we know each other. We understand each other's boundaries. You know, we can speak our mind and we can be safe with each other. And because there is an understanding and a respect, it works. When there isn't that understanding and respect, you leave things open for chaos. It's just like craziness going on amongst people and things being said and, you know, attitudes being formed based off of what? You know, based off of what? Sometimes we don't even know. I go back to this thing I heard Les Brown say on one of his videos, that people don't know that they don't know. And the more I play that over in my head, it makes too much sense. As my business partner, J.C. Cage, would say, too much like right. You know, and I think sometimes we think we know and we don't. And I think when we think that we know, we jack things up. And I'm guilty. I got to raise my hand. I'm guilty of it too. You know, there are times when I've misinterpreted things. There are things when I've carried a feeling on way beyond what it was worth being carried on past, you know. And some things I have to learn to just let go of much faster than I do. You know, there's a thing that I'm struggling with, you know, because it makes no sense to me. And when something doesn't make sense, I try to figure it out. I try to understand, you know. And in a sense, I think I do understand it. I don't like it, though, you know. So I need to stop giving it any power and any energy. So I want to start... you know, out and play another song, and let me take this phone call. So I'm going to play Night by Black Stax.
Has anyone seen our babies? Them don't know the street. Has anyone heard?
I'm an addict, why my hair's matted, beaches that are added, so spectacular, and night is all a blur, put drinks on the scene, but still seeing and driving, out here paving things, the jewels that are lifeline, style stays fine, got product that's addictive and behavior like a bishop or deacon, so we on the corner speaking.
Has anyone seen our babies, them don't know these streets, has anyone heard our babies, them don't know these streets, now they've been blessed by God and blessed by nature. Cursed by God, cursed by nature. Just a paradox, born in a box, convicted by crime.
My defenses, I got insight, rhyme tell us right, kicks we contain, night by, I blow my brain, so I hear all the pain, from the baby, yeah, it's crazy, it's kinda insane, yo, it's wild, so it fades me, tell me, have you seen them, yo, standing at the bus stop, holding at the bus stop, blaming it on hip-hop, damn, won't stop, tell me, have you seen them,
tell me, have you seen them,
right? I played a piece by Black Stax called Night By. I remember seeing Felicia, you know, Loud of Black Stax perform that live at the Triple Door, and just, you know, how powerful, you know, music again can be, and to make us think about, you know, what we really, really need to pay attention to. And I'm sorry, you're going to hear me say this a lot, that you know, it begins at home. It begins at home. It begins with, you know, how we treat ourselves, how we, you know, treat our children, what our children witness out of us. You know, be aware of where the babies are. Be aware of what's going on with them. Get to know their teachers. Get to know their friends. I think that's so important. And I don't normally talk about this stuff, but I'm just going to say it. One of the things that I love and respect about my Black Stacks family is the fact that they are so involved with their children. They are so involved, you know, and not only their own children, but they are very, very active in the community, you know, when it comes to community building, when it comes to supporting, you know, youth causes or mentoring or, you know, doing workshops. They're there. And I've witnessed them with their own kids, you know? And I'm telling you, these are parents like every kid deserves to have, you know? Man, it starts at home, people. It really, really, it starts at home. And it starts with yourself. You know, I just took a phone call from my son because I went to the doctor, you know. It was time to get that checkup. It was, you know, and because now I have health insurance, you know, my doctor's like, Susan, get in and get everything taken care of. So I had a full physical, blood work run, went in for a mammogram the other day. Trust and believe it, kind of sucks to be a woman sometimes. The things that we have to go through that you men don't go through, yeah. You need to love us. You need to love us. And today I get to go for an orientation about a colonoscopy. That's going to be fun. But you know what? My health matters to me. And more so now, I guess, because I have all those, you know, aging, getting up there, yeah, you know, and I really need to pay attention. So I'm so grateful to have insurance now. I am so very grateful because these things that I get to take care of now, I wasn't able to prior to having insurance, you know. So I'm going to encourage you to get into the doctor if you haven't been in a while. Take care of your health. You know, find those simple things that you can do to take care of you to then better take care of those around you. If we're not healthy within ourselves, we can't take care of nobody, right? So really, really think about that. I am so grateful for all the support that I get here on Flava Marlux Radio, for you guys coming and hanging out and with me as I do these shows, whether I talk or whether I do listening parties. Now, I will say that most of the shows that I talk on are what's popular, you know, that gets the high ratings. But, man, my listening parties, they're passing up some of my talk shows. And did I tell you that I'm going to be heard on Soul City Radio? Yes, I'm going to be heard. I've been talking with Dwayne for, I think, 5 years about this. He's been trying to get me to come on board from the very beginning, and I'm so grateful because he is the reason why I'm in radio, you know, because he reached out to me 5 years ago about doing a show with him, and that didn't transpire, you know, but I've always been a behind-the-scenes supporter and, you know, a support system for Dwayne and Soul City Radio. Do a lot of things that people don't know that I do, you know, but it's all about bringing quality independent artists. Now, he will play some mainstream, but me, when I go over Soul City Radio, it is all about the independent artists. So I don't know whether I'll get everything up and running this week. Maybe by this weekend. I'm not sure what day and time I'm going to choose. But I got to get trained on the program. Excuse me, I had a cough. Yeah, I've got to get trained on the program. And so as soon as that happens and I figure all of this out, I think I'm going to love it. He's always telling me I'm going to love, you know, this process and the way that this is going to run, and I'm sure that I will. But so stay tuned. Lady Flava is heading over to Soul City Radio to do some shows. And, of course, I'm going to stay here on Flavor Marlux. This is my baby. I've been doing this since 2009. I'm loyal. It's just like, you know, evolving from Flavor News to Flavor Marlux, right? I still got my Flavor News website. I got to keep that. I've had that since 2007, thanks to H.D. Campbell. He started it, and much love and respect to H.D. Campbell. He started that website for me way back in 2007. And no, I don't know how to do all the pretty fancy stuff, you know, but it's relevant. It works for me, you know, and one day when the money is there, then I'll be able to expand. I find that, you know, I put money to what really matters, you know, and that's keeping the radio station going. That's helping artists with projects when I can kick out some money and have that, excuse me, capability of doing that. And, you know, but this is growing. I know it. I'm seeing it. One of the things in these motivational videos that I talk about watching, it's all about manifesting. It's visualizing what it is that you want. And I believe it. So let's visualize peace. Let's visualize that this is going to calm down and get safe. Let's visualize it. And then on top of visualizing, let's take action. Let's take the action. But I want to close out today's show. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flavor with me. You know, this is where I share some thoughts and just want you to know how much I value you, how much you mean to me. So I'm going to close out today with my dear, dear friend, G. Wright, gospel recording artist and ordained minister G. Wright out there on the East Coast with his peace. Just pray. God bless. Take care, everyone. And yes, you matter. Look in that mirror as you start this day and know that that person looking back to you thinks you are an absolutely amazing person. Go out and share a smile, and especially a smile with a stranger, because you just don't know how that simple act of kindness can change that person's day. But guess what? Change your day also. So again, Just Pray by G. Wright.
People are hurting. People are searching. Without a hope in sight, when you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees and say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for the
show. wondering.